nostri figli, dobbiamo dare loro.
Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti's announcement that he would resign from office once the 2013 budget law is approved, presumably by mid-January, left the country in utter confusion over what is going to happen in politics next. The unexpected move by ex-premier Silvio Berlusconi's People of Freedom Party to withdraw its support from the Monti-led emergency administration precipitated a crisis in the government, making the 76-year-old media tycoon center stage for the umpteenth time. After having served three terms in office between 1994 and 2011, Berlusconi, who had on more than one occasion announced its retirement from the political scene, will run for a fourth term in the early elections that are likely to be held on February 17 or 24, the Minister of the Interior Cancellieri said on Monday.
It is extremely negative that Berlusconi is still present in the political landscape. He just acts in his interests and not in the interests of the country.
With him, things will roll back to the past. We already had Berlusconi three times as Prime Minister. Enough is enough.
Many fear that these political twists and turns will cost the country a higher price. The Milan Stock Exchange suffered big losses, and Italian bonds came under pressure following the announcements made by Berlusconi and Monti at the weekend.
According to some political analysts, Berlusconi would want early elections to neutralize a decree recently introduced by the Monti-led government that would ban from running for office anyone sentenced to more than 2 years in prison in cases of terrorism, organized crime, and offenses in public office, including corruption. Berlusconi has been recently sentenced to 4 years in a tax fraud trial.
This is, of course, a choice of the parties. They can nominate as candidates whoever they want, provided that it is within the law. And the government of Mr. Monti has not been prevented from making that decree. He can do it anytime, unless they withdraw the decree. But it is their choice.
The Parliament can simply express an opinion on the decree, but the decision to adopt it lies with the government. However, should the Parliament disapprove the decree, it is unlikely the resigning government will have the guts to adopt it. This would ultimately be a success for Berlusconi.
Berlusconi has often been accused of adopting populist stances in the past. On Monday, Prime Minister Monti said there is a risk of populism taking grip in Italy's upcoming national election campaign. Will the Italian electorate be enticed by it? Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.